I'm not gonna mention names, y'all. It's weird. I was on the bus with my homeboy. Hello. Sorry, I'm in a store, so. I'm gonna talk over because I'm not working. I did apply for a job. Anyway, dang. I miss my apartment. I hate being there. This is the area. Okay. Jesus, can I do the podcast? Thank you. Jesus. Okay. Alright. So a strange thing happened. On my bus. God, Donkey, can I please do the podcast? Yeah. Anyway, okay. Oh, there's some more interruptions. Okay, so I was on bus yesterday with my homeboy who drives Metro. I'm not gonna mention no names, no number, whatever. Okay, and there's a dude on the bus who is 65 or 64 years old. He don't look it. He like a Latino version of Obama. I did tell him that. So, God, dog, can I please do the podcast without interruptions? Thank you. Anyway, I know someone. All right, sorry, I know your audience hears the background noise. Okay, anyway, so point is, so this dude was on bus, and I mentioned about my home situation, how I mentioned I know about it. Israel Garcia, the judge, business, was I exposing, helping expose this man's dirty business, besides the bad evictions and slumlords we had to deal with, and if you're not exposed, the bookkeeper, if I got my name on here, her getting bad checks in Fort Bend County, okay, who mismanaged my rent, okay, some people look at you, oh, you're homeless, you chose it to be homeless, oh, if I did, well, I almost committed suicide, stupid idiot, okay, thank you, I'm not saying advocating suicide, but people are so damn stupid. Anyway, so, I meet a strange person, and the reason I'm being is because the stalker, I'm trying to find the connection between the stalker in Arizona, who's on Twitter mocking my dead mother's death on his Twitter line, who is saying I'm jealous of him, hell no, who came in my life, who lied to Judge Gonzalez in Phoenix with his full fake protection order when I exposed who he was, harassing me, and with the HPD and Phoenix Police Department boys behind, cannot prove that I'm not in the business. I thought it was being so loud. Anyway, so point is, so, I think I can hear me over these people. Okay, so I'm on matcha green tea. Y'all got matcha powder. My food stamps is very low right now because I bought some matcha powder so I can think straight and kind of straight up. Got this situation I'm in right now. Okay, so you know that I exposed the bookkeeper on my podcast. I'm sad I came in to brought this. Okay, Mother Motors. Okay, about to be 60 next 2 years. Lying, she's 1974 and 1981 when she got arrested, who messed up my rent, other rent. Okay, so on the bus with this older man, and my homeboy is driving the bus, okay? And he tells me, first, he claims he did not know the politicians in Houston. Then he admit that his mama worked for DA a long time ago, not Kim Ogg, some of DA a long time ago. And he no apologize, he pretend. So we're talking about Adrian Garcia. You know, Adrian Garcia, who worked for the commission, he was a corrupt sheriff in Harris County. He's friends with Israel Garcia, the one that, yes, he was a goon. Israel was his goon. Another Garcia that I know, who is not related to him, okay, who's an attorney, who helped me expose, I'll go ahead and say that, Israel and Adrian. Okay, Israel used to go bully and vandalize. He's a lawyer now who has a bad record. His family was organized crimes for drug trafficking, okay? Yes, his own parents were. That's why he has a bad behavior. He misbehaves and all that other stuff. He about to turn 60 his own self too in the next 2 years. Israel Garcia, okay, was vandalizing this man's business, the other attorney Garcia, okay, that's not related to even though their last name is Garcia, not related, okay. So, anyway, so Agent Garcia, So the man tells me, Latino man that work, that looks like a Mexican version of Obama, tells me that he know about Agent Garcia, and he said, we got your free rent apartment. How long? Well, I said, yeah, a year and 10 months. It's been 2 years. He said, 2 years. Yeah, did you go up against? I said, I didn't go against nobody. I helped campaign for Lena Hidalgo behind closed doors. And I was exposing that they led, you know, the mixed part white, part Latino woman was named Alexandra Rod Miller, okay, from California. Her behind lied about the crime. She is nowhere near any crime-ridden areas. She's in suburban America talking about crime, which is safe in suburban America. Why you think that many of us, well, I grew up in a suburb, you know, in a cut-up suburb, should I say. But if you live in the hood or the barrio, why do everybody want to go to the suburbs? Because it's safer. It's more resources. Okay, so she's talking about crime wave in Kingwood. Nobody, stupid idiot. That's hard, you know, crime in Kingwood. It's crime there, but not extreme, like in Sunnyside, okay. Second Ward, Fifth Ward, okay. Third Ward, okay. You need to go to those areas and talk about the crime. You don't need to go to those mostly white, wealthy, safe areas, okay, where it's safe. The police do their job, okay, because they do. It's eugenics, okay? People don't realize eugenics, how it works, besides abortion. Eugenics is about losing a population, okay, a population control. So you of color, okay, they want you to have crime. They want you to have bad education. They want you to have drugs and hood rats and thugs and troll thugs and troll hood rats. They want you to have that because it declines the population while the white population is supposed to grow. That's what eugenics is about. They want you to lose your babies, be on birth control while you're, you know, having your little things and, you know, have your, you know, sexual moments, such as you have to kill women in public, or abortions. It declines the population. So if a wealthy white area where the police actually do their doggone job and get paid good, that's why they come. When you call police, they come in the next couple seconds. You know, hood and body, they take forever, okay? Because they want you to die slowly. You get it? Okay. So as Andrea Miller, okay, who's not from Texas, from California, with her fake Texan accent, comes in here talking about Lena Hidalgo, blah, 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 blah. So I discern and critique this woman, help other people do it, doing the campaign, doing Lena Hidalgo, and she won. Lena Hidalgo won, thank God. So he telling me that he know people who's like set up people. Then moves on the bus, you know, in Houston, if you be riding bicycles like in droves, he told me those are gang stalkers. I said, what? Yeah, the people who be riding bicycles and music playing, those are gang stalkers. He also told me, so I said, well, I'm being gang stalked because we saw it before this stalker here who's harassing me is now on social media. He listens to my podcast. He goes on my podcast, stop mocking and saying things on me on his Twitter due to R. Kelly. Remember the first time I was homeless? Remind you, I was on YouTube. I did a YouTube video saying that R. Kelly's brother was not on the album video. First, I never watched the video because Star Jones' attorney, when she was on The View back in 2002, she said, if you ever get caught with that, take possession of child for my very clean, I ain't trying to get my hands dirty, okay? I ain't touching that, okay? But when this man said his brother was on the tape, there's no pure African American. We come in different complexions and heritages were mixed. Okay, so R. Kelly is camera complected. Kelly Kell is dog. There's no way in the world this dog skin man was on that tape knowing that R. Kelly is a milk chocolate camera skin, but not a dog chocolate. Okay, so when I revealed that on my YouTube channel, when the whole doctor just went home, when I was in my apartment, came home, y'all know this. Then I showed evidence. R. Kelly came in and I didn't think it was him, but it was him because he didn't have the Alexa. He has misspelled and he was using the N-word, misspelled, and called me the F-bomb, misspelled words. Remember, he's been about to be 60. He's on 1967. He's about to be 60 in 2027. Okay. So anyway, he don't know how to read and write, but he know how to make them songs, right? Okay. He threatened me, intimidated me. I'm cussing him out verbally. Okay, then that's the 9th, that's on the 12th of January. 2018 when I was in my apartment before I ever hit home and since I got evicted. Then that Wednesday at the 8 p.m., which is Aaliyah's birthday. So me and Aaliyah, same age. Aaliyah's a couple months older than me, okay? If she was alive, she'd been 40 years old that day. And Anita Alvarez, that's the former DA of Cook County in Chicago, who I believe was helping R. Kelly before Kim Fox came in and took her place. So, the goon knocked on my door, 8 p.m. I didn't open the door, especially in the hood. You don't open the door in the night, especially at that time of night. You know, it was 8 p.m. I said, who is it? Changed my voice. Who is it? I'm going to live stream about a total different subject. Corrupt Precinct 6 come in. If you know about Corrupt Precinct 6 Harris County, Victor Villa, I know her business, Victor Villa and Sylvia, okay? They stole money, okay? Victor Villa got prosecuted, but his wife didn't. She just won her election, okay? So her cops come in. Officer, I'm going to say her name, Officer Francisco Cabrazo, Officer Frankie. Also, Frankie got the screenshots, okay? And they took a picture of her, this actress, and about my complexion brother, who's a cop, took pictures of, was on my porch. I thought it was Suds, because we were getting ready for HUD inspections, and they was telling us to clean the apartments every day. So when HUD comes in February or late January, we'll pass inspection already. If your apartment's dirty, your apartment, you get a write-up, right? You get a lease violation. So, anyway, so it was not Sus, it was semen. You know, in voodoo, witchcraft, they were using periods, using body fluids to control people, okay, and do power things, all that. So they put semen on my porch, and that semen, you know what I mean? Next couple weeks, months, I get evicted on Gerald's 50th birthday. On Gerald's birthday, July 24th. 2018, it's her 50th, she's 10 years older than me. I didn't leave the apartment because I prayed a whole bunch of prayers and novenas, okay? Which the police never showed up to my apartment on. So the manager put a note on my door from Precinct 7 that I must leave the apartment on August 3rd at 1:15 p.m. I still packing. Precinct 7 never came to my apartment. They never came to my apartment. So, Precinct 7 never came to my apartment. They showed it. That's when the shooting with the racist white dude had shot Latinos in Walmart. They were saying it on August 3rd, okay, when I was packing my stuff out the apartment. Because the reason why I stayed in the apartment at 34th, plus the 31st July, the police never showed up. I prayed a whole bunch of novenas and prayers, and I was reading about law of attraction. Okay? That's how I survived on the street. I didn't beg nobody for no more money unless I know them personally. I used law of attraction. People came to me and bought me money. Change my mindset. Said, oh, I will, God will get some money and somebody, some stranger, or I'll find my own food. That's how I did. Law of attraction is real. So you change your mindset. So I read two books about law of attraction before I was told to leave the apartment. That's why I leave till the third. So that's what happened. Okay. So he told me last night, dude told me last night that he know people, like they have people in prison guards, they put stuff in their food. He said if you are a leader, a strong brother like Martin Luther King, they set you up. So, cause I have that civil rights leader mindset. I know I'm set up, but I had shown him my rosary and said, I don't play victim. You remember the day of Goliath? People forget about that in the Bible. People forget about the day of Goliath story. And that's why I go against the big thing, because you have to have courage. And I'm not mixing horoscopes or in religion together, but I am a Leo. And a lion has courage. Okay? I'm born in Leo City, August. You know what I'm saying? I have courage. I do take challenges. You know, if you want change, you have to take risks and challenges. You cannot be scared all the time. You know what I'm saying? You can't. Okay? Why you think I'm not scared of Judge Gonzalez? Or her lying behind trying to zone me over his stalker. His stalker lied on on paper under oath, okay, which I did, you know, her podcast, my podcast. I got the, I want to cuss it out here, the B-I-T-C-H inch FBI record about her doing it to me. Because anytime a judge tries to exonerate you, you go to FBI.gov and go under color of law, put the information in and complaint on their behind. And FBI can put their behind just for federal charges on their behind. So, Sidney Gonzalez, I warn you, I know how to last because you married a white man. Your behind gonna get in trouble by the feds, so, man. So, I ain't scared you have for. Shoot. You got that. I have sangre, it's fine. In me, for what I mean, but the Louisiana, not like America like yours. Okay, thank you. This brother was Spanish, who knows, ain't scared you. Hell for freaks. If that's all you're proud, I'll cuss you out. Anyway, my point is, so when this dude told me last night, of course they warned me, but I don't want to be scared. You'll never get in life being scared. I learned that growing up. Yes, you have to be cautious of risk and stuff, but don't be freaking scared. So, and you have to fight in spirit. You can't fight in blood and flesh, like it says in the book of Ephesians. We'll fight power, principalities, and spirit. So, that's why I'm not all that scared. So, he told me, I was shocked that we met on my homeboy's bus. And he started telling me, he said he pretend he knows, he don't know. And I revealed to him that I suppose Mayor Turner. Yeah, because people get mad. I'm mostly Democrat. But if you put me out in the street with no real solution, I will vote Republican to get behind Trump. And I vote for Trump for revenge. I'm not a Trump supporter like that. But if you put me out in the street like Judge Aaron Brown, who's Judge Garcia's friend, or fake brother Coon, put me out in the street and there's nobody trying to help me, I'm gonna vote for the other party to get back at you behind. Yes, I play dirty. When I do it right back in your face. So I vote for Trump. Of course, he didn't win, and I don't care about him. He ain't go to jail. His ass go to jail. I'm a customer here. Okay, but you put me on the street with no resolution. Okay, doing the pandemic of COVID-19. Of course, I'm going to get the other party and vote for you behind. Okay? I play checkers. I play chess. So he was like, and I said, yeah. And that's how I got my apartment, because people on Facebook were like, how dare you vote for this mean, evil person? I said, I am not. You're not supposed to be. You put me out of the street with Turner not doing nothing. All other cities in Houston, in the United States, their mayors were giving homeless people, like the migrants, giving them hotels during COVID-19. This old fake brother Turner was not doing it. If you had COVID-19, you go stay in a hotel in the Red Rooster on telephone, which is no different than business, but a 1,000 prostitution. So not only gonna have somebody get COVID-19 and get disease too, you know, some dirty man gonna go over there and make them prostitutes, okay? So anyway, or woman these days, you never know these days, okay? So that's why I said, no, I said, when I start reversing, y'all keep up your gun about me voting. I am not a true song, go and talk. So I did put a link of Turner get exposed back in 1991. Remember Romaine Josephino, Turner stealing money, had his friends, Vanessa Foster, faked his death and went to Spain and drug charges. I exposed that. Next thing I go to the Beacon, they said, did Catholic Charity sign something? I said, well, my phone messed up, my phone was stolen. And they said, well, you can contact Catholic Charity, because they're trying to get your apartment. That was like in November 2020. Yeah, because they watch me on social media. Yeah, that's right. I'm not. I don't like Biden or Trump. They're both evil. My president I want was Liz Warren. Yes. And she said that she wanted to get reparations. See if you don't listen. This, and she's mixed with Amy Murray. I don't care what those people say. She mixed with, she's not a full-blown white woman. She mixed. She just came out white passing. She said she don't give us reparations. So y'all stood behind and I listened. We listened to stupid Biden, who used to call him roaches and who was segregation back in 1960s, and stuck at that mindset, okay? Right? He no different. He a solid Trump. I need someone real come out with. I respect somebody being real in their face about who they are and lying in my face, okay? So, but I'm not trying to support like that. No, you put me out of the street and you put me Democrat helping the poor and there's no resolution to the problem and keep me stuck. Of course, I'm going to go for the other party and get you behind. That's how I do it. Next time, don't put me out of the street again. This time, I can't vote Republican this time, no. Because I found out that Israel Garcia is an undercover Trump supporter. You want to keep me out? Yeah. Yisra Garcia is an undercover Trump supporter. That's why he beat the whole bunch of people up, mostly African American and Latino people down there in southwest side of Houston, in Precinct 5. And represent himself as a Democrat. He a liar. He a snake. And I'm helping to get his behind off that doggone seat. So Republicans coming, a Republican, a white woman, a white man, a Republican is going against him, right? Okay, so we contacting them soon and start sponsoring people to go vote for the other person to get him off, because this man is evil. He's satanic. He's demonic. He don't care about your life. He is violent women. That's why I call them women thoughts. So his support Israel Garcia. What woman? It's like a bunch of women supporting Harvey Weinstein, R. Kelly. This man have allegations of that. Yes, he does. He had two different baby mamas while he married Kathy Garcia. And he lied on paperwork that he lived in Precinct 5. He lived in Bel-Air's Precinct 3. You lie as a judge, a county judge, you're behind getting jailed. That's a felony. Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah, so when he evicted me, I pray, I said, God, let the eviction hurt them, not me. And I'm real with that. It's embarrassing to have people in voting. You have a bunch of security guards at your voting booth and on at the community building. You have everybody. Yeah, so it's embarrassing. That doesn't let the eviction hurt other people, not me. It hurt me last time. I'm not playing victim this time. Okay? So now this dude's telling me on the bus that I guess I've been gangstar. But unlike other people getting scared gangstar, I want to know who's gangstalking me. I'm going to face it behind, and I want to tell it behind all. I'm not here to play victim and be scared. Shoot, I'm the wrong person gangstop. Shoot, I gangstop them back. Okay? Like, don't play with me. See how my enemy, my stalker, I'm feeling, is calling me a stalker. I'm not a stalker. I don't want to snitch on him first. If you're making videos about me, okay, and talking behind my back, talking, making content about me, lying on me, lying about my multiracial background, trying to talk to my family, cause drama like a satanic evil person he is. He not know I fought back when he went to Cindy Gonzalez and started acting like a bitch in front of her and trying to get her to convince, but you know, and trying to get her to go against me, not knowing I had a plan for Cindy too, to get her behind off that bench in doggone Phoenix. She not know why she was trying to lie and say I was bothering this dude. He was one when I first I'm the first person to contact the police department behind this case. Hi, I'm the person stalking someone. I'm the first person to contact the police. This person did not go to police. I contacted the feds first, then the police. When I went to the local police, that's when this dude went to California to lie on me. So this part, I'm not scared of Cynthia Gonzalez. Cynthia Elaine Gonzalez Warnicky, who has a criminal record in El Paso, Texas, as a judge in Phoenix, then I know supposed to behind Spotify. Don't play me. She better leave me alone. She look at him like in Phoenix, better confront her behind. I don't have to hit her. All I gotta do is sprint, say my, show my evil energy, and her behind be scared like a little bitch that she is behind that little stinky robe she wear. Okay, she was already had a robe. She's an evil judge, and she's criminal record down in El Paso. She better leave me alone, heifer. I can't cuss here because we got people over here. You know, I be cussing on my podcast. I cussed out a couple times. I cussed out in front of her face. She turned red, okay? I don't play with that. So now I'm seeing some dude telling me if you're watching me. So I guess when I be out in the street and a bunch of bicycle people, they are gang cyclists, I keep my eyes open. I don't want. Listen, where I was located and camping out, there was a big old tall white dude, and I reported him to the feds too. Walked, and I mind my business. I'm watching stuff on social media, using someone's Wi-Fi. And then this dude came out looking mean, and I had my shank ready for him too. I'm not even saying nothing to the dude looking mean at me. And I thought it's after midnight, something. It's demon time, it's some satanic stuff going on. So I'm like, dude, I'm not bothering you. Why are you trying to bother me? I'm in my head saying this. Giving me ugly gestures and trying to intimidate me for what? He better, I'm the wrong person. He better go and get your big fat behind leave me alone. And I had Shane ready for his behind. Because I've been standing behind coming at me because I ain't need no more of his mama business. I asked him for no money. He walked in me and he wanted to like he want to beat me up. And so I said, okay, they're going to report to the FBI. And I did. I'm giving the FBI website or who the person in the description was and what time it was so they know who it is. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I know nine chance. And it's another one that walks by my area. And he had hair. That one had short hair, like red hair. This one had blonde hair. He don't say nothing, but he was dressed in all black, like in black clothing. And he had his hair pulled into a ponytail. His long blonde hair. And he give an evil look. I told y'all before I got my apartment, the one I got evicted from, I got my apartment and where my area is, I had two people with pentagrams come to my area. Before, I'm not lying. Two people with pentagrams come in my area, all black owned. Yeah, not they were doing business, it was doing like evening time, it wasn't doing like late at night. And yeah, I remember me and Deborah at Starbucks got into it. Okay, probably it was the Satanists that came by there, okay, who had a stormtrooper doing COVID-19. He look older than me. He born 1990, so I'm older than him. But yeah, I want to be his father. He mixed with or white and Cherokee. Yeah. He was a Luciferian. Remember, in Spring, Texas, they had a Luciferian church. He's part of that church. I was going to do a video about that on YouTube. And I disagree with my stance. First off, I'm not for Satanism. Okay. But I felt that they had a right to be, have their own place of worship. You had people protesting, claiming to be Christian, but it's a racist country. And people use Christianity to actually distort the Bible for racism, which is very blasphemous in itself. So why are we not protesting against the Klan or something like that? You know what I'm saying? You got people who are ministers and priests who actually hurt people, bless, and do things to children. Where's the protest for that? You know what I'm saying? I'm not for saying them against saying it like still, but it's hypocritical to go to a satanic place, protest, but knowing that in churches they claim to be godly and not acting godly. All you got cults out there, got people spiritual abuse, they flock, scamming, they flock. Where is the protest for that? You see what I'm saying? You're going to protest against the satanic churches, against the Luciferians, then you protest against the ministers and priests abuse the children, abuse the flock, who mistreat, who act like wolves and sheep, who steal money from their flock, overcharging them. You know, they thank you, who obviously with your spouses. They think you, who tell them to abuse their kids, beat their kids. Please go protest against, distort the Bible, protest against that. Don't protest, you know what I'm saying? Because that's all even using racism. Okay, and slavery for the Bible, twisting about protest against that. Thank you. Because the reason why you see a Luciferian church is because this country, since Plymouth Rock, has been evil and using God in vain and His word in vain, doing evil, and that's the reason why we got people breathing in Satan. The idea is blind people thinking that Jesus is bad, God is bad, and the devil is good. That's the whole reason why. Okay? And you know witchcraft and Satanism is on the rise. Like people are the fastest growing religion. So why? Because we have bad ministers and bad priests, bad bishops, and everything else in different churches doing dirt to people. And nobody's not checked and they're scared to check them. So that's why. Next time, you know, discern test everything, hope was good.